Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents The Sackett Brand by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by David Strathairn. Chapter 1. Nobody could rightly say any of us Sacketts were what you'd call superstitious. Nonetheless, if I had tied a knot in a towel or left a shovel in the fire, nothing might have happened. The trouble was, when I walked out on that point, my mind went a-rambling like wild geese down a western sky. What I looked upon was a sight of lovely country. Right at my feet was the river, a-churning and a-thrashing at least 600 feet below me, with here and there a deep blue pool. Across the river, and clean to the horizon to the north and east of me, was the finest stand of pine timber this side of the Smokies. Knobs of craggy rock thrust up, with occasional ridges showing bare spines to the westward, where the timber thinned out and the country finally became desert. In front of me, but miles away, a gigantic wall reared up. That wall was at least 1,000 feet higher than where I now stood, though this was high ground. Down around Globe, I had heard talk of that wall. On the maps, I'd seen it was written Mogollon, but folks in the country around called it the Mogollon. This was the place we had been seeking, and now I was scouting a route for my wagon and stock. As I stood there on that high point, I thought I saw a likely route, and I started to turn away. It was a move I never completed, for something struck me an awful wallop alongside the skull, and next thing I knew I was falling. Falling? With a 600-foot drop below me? Fear clawed at my throat, and I heard a wild, ugly cry. My own cry. Then my shoulder smashed into an outcropping of crumbly rock that went to pieces under the impact, and again I was falling. I struck again, fell again.